Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Her name is Kanisha, Conecha, Kanisha, and the last name that is Kelly, Kelly.
Okay, perfect.
And if the phone number that is 661-544-2281.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Can I transfer her?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this Konisha?
Yes, it's Kanika.
Kanika?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that. Okay, so my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
No. Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And have you used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, I was diagnosed with stage one ovarian cancer.
Gosh, okay, I'm sorry to hear.
Thank you.
Do you know what month and year you were diagnosed?
Last February, the
Last
15th.
so February 15th, 2023.
24.
24. Okay. Oh, so sorry. Thank you for that. And then the next question here. Do you know the diagnosing doctor's name and
Yes,
facility?
her name is Cassandra Moore.
Cassandra Moore.
Yes.
Okay. In what city?
Phoenix,
Phoenix.
Arizona.
Okay. Okay, she on excuse me, North 103rd Street or Drive. Or did
Yes.
you see her at a different location?
No,
Okay.
I was at a different location, Mayo
Different
Clinic
location?
Hospital.
Mayo Clinic
Yes.
Hospital, Phoenix, Arizona. Is it on Mayo Boulevard?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Excuse me.
Or
Let's see here. Okay. And then, did you use the hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
oh, yeah,
Yeah.
use it about eight or 9 times.
Per year?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. Okay. And were any other family members, friends, loved ones also diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer? Do you know anyone else?
No.
No. Okay.
No, not that I know of.
No worries. And then next year, the product information. As far as the states you use the hair relaxer in, was it just Arizona?
No, in California as well.
In California. Okay. And this is best to your knowledge. Do you know what year you first started using it?
Oh gosh.
Or age?
Eesh.
I can help you with the math if you need.
Oh gosh. I was a teenager.
Teenager? 15?
Um,
16?
I'm, yeah. Let's go with 14.
14?
Yeah.
Okay. What year were you born?
In 81.
81. So that would have been 1995, estimately. And then when's the last
Long
year?
ago.
When's the last year that you used it?
Oh man, January of 2024.
Okay, and then you said that was 24, right? 2024,
Yes.
January. Okay. And then you said you were using it 8 times roughly per year. Let me get the math here. Oh, okay, wait. Total years would be 29 years. And then let's see. Did you use the treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Home,
Home.
L'Oreal, and Dark and Lovely.
Okay. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? That would have been yes, because you were using it for at least 20, or it was
Yeah.
roughly 29 years before. Okay. And then the treatment information, what type of treatment did you receive?
I received chemotherapy
Chemo.
and a partial hysterectomy.
Okay. And did you have treatment in February as well of 24?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you treated by that same doctor, Cassandra? Cassandra?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then next year, the injured party information. So you said you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
The agenda.
What
I'm
was that?
sorry, can you repeat that? You said
Oh.
the agenda. You said the agenda.
Can you confirm your gender?
Oh,
Female, male,
gender.
yeah,
I'm
sorry.
female. I thought you said agenda. I'm like, huh?
Sorry. And then can you spell your first name for me?
Yes, it's CONECHA.
CHA. And then last name.
Kelly, Kelley.
Okay, perfect. And then excuse me. Is the 6615442281, is that your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
It's my first and last name, Kanika Kelly at yahoo.com.
Okay, and then what is your mailing address?
My mailing address is 17374 North 89th Avenue, Peoria, Peoria, Arizona, 85382.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then there would be a medical record for you, at least with the doctor, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and they will request the medical records, but if they needed you to provide it, would you be able to send them by mail or electronically?
Yes.
Okay, and then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Did they live with you?
No, but it's my sister.
You said no?
She lives close to me. No, okay. she doesn't live with me, but okay. She lives close to me.
Okay. No worries. And you said it was your sister?
Yes.
What's her name?
Her name is Jessica. Jessica Kelly, I'm sorry.
Kelly? Okay.
Yes.
And then phone number?
Area code 661-468-0412.
Okay. Perfect. And then lastly for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
9/11/1981.
Yes. Okay, and then your social?
419-230-0913.
And again, it was 419-230913.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. One moment.